Caccia's bloody, cut yourself on a chin strap, helmet?
I don't know exactly what happened. Certainly hurt enough, but you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but.
What is it?
Got to talk to Coach about all that stuff. Still got to talk to him tomorrow, maybe. No, I'll be ready to go. I'm gonna work as hard as I can, and you know, I don't know how long I'll be out, but mentally I'll be ready to go, and I think physically I will be too. No, you can't. We talked about it all week, especially playing this defense. They thrive in long yard situations. That's where their turnovers come from. That's where, you know, they can set back and play their Tampa 2 and you know, cause all the short throws. So, and that's what we did. We came out and put ourselves in a hole almost on every drive, first and 15, second and 20. And you can't be effective against this team doing that. Yeah, I mean, whenever you have that many penalties, and I think we had 3 points, at least when I was in there, we only had 3 points, and really were pretty much ineffective the entire night. That's an obvious sign of being sloppy, playing sloppy football.
Were they able to do some of that and just on your finger and give you any preliminary ideas, or more tomorrow you might have a better idea?
Yeah, I mean, Coach or Greek will handle all that stuff.
When do you think you'll be able to throw it?
Don't know. Not tomorrow.
Concerned about your receiver core with injury, with, you know, Brandon suspended and Jabbar hurt?
Yeah, I mean, Jabbar, you know, he's a very integral part of our offense for sure. You know, he's kind of a common factor for the entire unit, so we'll hopefully get him back as soon as possible and get his presence on the field. He's had a nice preseason, but you know, we got a lot of guys. Obviously, Eddie and Brandon Lloyd played a nice game tonight, and we can utilize tight ends and backs as well. So we'll be fine. No, it was good to see him. I talked to him before the game. It was good to see him. Hopefully, we would have had a better outcome than we did. But, you know, they're a good team. I give them all the credit tonight for sure. They came out and beat us, played better than us, played smarter than us, and that's what happens. I don't want to say concerned. I mean, we got to get some. There's things we got to get fixed, and we got to get them fixed reasonably quickly. You know, you can't say that you got a whole bunch of time right now. There's things that we have to address that we have addressed, and now it's time to, you know, stop saying we got time. I mean, time's running out, and we got to get some things fixed. But I do think that we got a good football team. Speaking on the offensive side of the football, I think we got a chance to score a lot of points and do the right things. But we got to correct some turnovers, and we got to finish drives, and we got to play better than we have been. Yeah, right. I mean, obviously you want to play at full strength, and I think when we do, we'll have a good team. But when guys go down, I mean, you can't play at full strength all season. I mean, that's the nature of this league. Guys go down, and when that happens, guys got to step up and play well.
How about Brandon?
Yeah, Tom. I didn't get to see a whole lot of it, but I know he made some nice throws and moved the team for a couple scoring drives. So that was great, and I'm sure he's thrilled, and he'll have a lot of work to do this week. I don't know. You got to talk to Greek or Josh. Any more questions about my finger list? I know you are.
Have you ever thrown with a glove on your throwing hand?
No. No.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. That was fun.